What's happening, guys? I wanted to shoot you a quick video because something funny happened and I got triggered. So my wife, she's been coaching women, right? Married women for a very long time, and she took some time off for our kids. And she's like, hey, I want to get back into it. So being someone who coaches men, I said, hey, look, let's go whiteboard it. Now I'm down in our basement, so you can hear the echo, but we're building it out. And down in my basement, I have a 9-foot double-sided whiteboard, right? So where I brainstorm and I work. She came down with me and filled this whole friggin' whiteboard up with things that women want, right? What are their complaints? Let me read some of these to you. Because while she was writing these, and I started writing them first, you can see my handwriting versus hers was very, very different. And I started going, wait a minute, are these things that I'm doing? And I recognized myself, my former self, in a lot of these. And she said, this is what saved our marriage. Right? And I'll go over a few of these here, right? So she started off with saying simple stuff, right? So when you're doing this, everybody's going to give you the surface answers until they get to the real nuggets. And I'm going to share the nuggets with you too. So it's pretty cool, man. This blew my mind as she's doing it because she wants to form a group where she's coaching married women, right? And she's going to have another group where she's helping them out because it's just helped our relationship out so much. So it starts off with super unhappy in my marriage, right? And she's going down, and this one I thought you guys would really like. Women are tamed down sexually, and their sensuality is lowered. Now, what she's saying here is because of the disconnect with the family, right, over years of lies, mistrust, poor communication. It's all the stuff that we teach in the triad of connection, but because that has been done wrong, and guys, trust me, I didn't know any of this stuff, but because it's been done wrong, women feel caged, right? They're not letting out their sensuality or their sexuality. And she goes on to tell me while I'm writing this, that this is the reason women cheat, right? The reason women cheat is because they don't want the tamed down. They want to be ravaged, right? She comes down here. Where is it? There it is. I don't know if you guys can even see this. It's hard to see with this camera, guys. I'm doing the best I can. She wants to be a well-fucked woman. Yeah, we want her to be a well-fucked woman too, don't we? But that's the issue, is because she isn't trusting us, right? And again, this is where the triadic connection comes in. Because she isn't trusting us, because things have gone bad, because we haven't stepped up, we've been the nice guy. That's what I did, at least. You know, Mr. Nice Guy, then I would explode. Not violently by any means, but I was just like, I'm not taking this shit. But because of that, right, that forced my wife at that time to feel caged, to feel locked up. And that's why sex wasn't good in the bedroom. Occasionally it would be, right? But not like it was when we first got together, when we first got married, or before we got married, actually. You know, I was a competitive athlete, and so I was very aggressive, an alpha guy, and it wasn't a problem. But I didn't know the triad of connection, so I got back to the stage. So women also constantly stressing about their body. She said this is something that all women are stressing about, which then leads to low self-worth, self-confidence, lack of attention being genuinely noticed by husband. Well, it's because we're pissed, right? We're mad because she's not respecting us. Then we get into the circle, right, of going back and safe. And I can go all into these, but here's something that I thought you guys would like. She wants to be truly desired by her man, but she wants to feel safe, right? What does that mean? Physically safe? No. Does not mean physically safe at all. What they mean here, and my wife's worked with hundreds of women, what they're meaning here is they want to feel emotional connection. They want to feel emotionally safe with us as guys, right? They want to feel that they can open up to us, that we can have communication, that if she falls or falters, that we're going to catch her in her craziness, right? I've talked to you guys and I've shared some stories in the group, and especially in the Powerful Marriage Reset. This is the key, right? Applying this mechanism, right? And again, we've never been taught this, so don't feel bad about it. But I mean, here, I've been doing this for a long time. My wife comes down and fills a 9-foot whiteboard, and I got another whiteboard over here, believe it or not, that she also started working on. So, I mean, there's a lot going on here, guys. And this is where the triad of connection comes in, right? You gotta do the clean slate method, gotta do the live like a king system. You gotta add these into a formula that works for you. And it's just like working out with consistency, right? You gotta have consistency. I've got some kettlebells over here, you know, down there. If I use those kettlebells once or twice, it doesn't do anything for my body. But if I do it consistently, right? Do it consistently, do the simple and sinister, or if you got some of you guys know, if I do that consistently, I'm going to get results, right? That's when my body changes. That's when my energy changes. That's where I feel alive. But it's the consistency and doing it well. If I don't learn how to swing that kettlebell properly, I'm going to hurt my back, right? I'm going to hurt my hips, and I'm going to be out of the game. And that's what happens to a lot of us when we try different techniques. We read a book. No More Mr. Nice Guy is a great book. I recommend it. But it's just a book. And in that book, it talks about being with a group of men, right? Another group of men. And that's what really got me enthralled in the Brotherhood, which is the, you know, the mastermind group we do for 1 year for guys that have already been through the program. So guys, this blew my lid. I got triggered. Where I got triggered the most was this tamed down sexuality and sensuality. Feels like a cage. She's a lioness, is buried deep, you know? But it was cool, right? Because even though I got triggered, I went, wait a minute. My lioness is showing me, right? She's a lioness now, right? Before, she was caged. And so I was triggered about my past. And now it's different, and I love it. So guys, we are getting a group of guys together, as most of you guys know. I believe there's spots left. It's not something that I'm involved in terms of the logistics. I just come in and I coach. That's what I love to do and share with you guys. If you're interested, I'll put a comment below. Hit the messenger. Just put lioness, right, in there. Just type the word lioness in there, and one of the guys will reach out to you, just give you some more information if you want to. This is just really cool. I got excited to share you guys. Hope you're cool with that if you go through there. And one of the things she also says in here is the biggest thing that women are thinking, should I stay or should I go? And they're thinking it long before us guys think about it. And my wife told me that, and I was triggered as well. And then I asked her, I said, hey, are you thinking about leaving? When's the last time you thought about leaving? And it was cool. She said, I haven't thought about that in a long, long time. So guys, I want you to be there too. I know all of us are at different journeys, different stages, but I want you to learn from my mistakes. And my wife also wants people to learn from hers, which is pretty cool. This is not the way it used to be. All right, guys, have an amazing day. I'll talk to you later.